Well, friends and neighbours, it's your horse-drawn farmer here, fool that I am, and I've got three horses here. I just fed them. I've just been doing their feet. I don't know whether I'm going to get a chance to pull some timber today, but I will definitely tomorrow. But they haven't really been seen to. It's been so wet. I've not really had the chance. So I'm now doing their feet. Come here then, George. So I've just got George's to do. Come on, love. Give me a foot. There's a boy. But it's not necessary. They still do a lot of road work. If it's very, very bad weather, and their feet are, say, in winter condition, then I guess I've got some hoof boots for the front, but I don't use them that often. But most of the time, they just go on the road with just their bare feet. Just put your foot up, love. You're such a good boy, George. There's a good boy. So I'm rasping. I'm lifting their foot up on a hoof jack. And I'm rasping his foot now. George never has had very good feet. And come winter, well, they're in pretty poor order. Some Suffolks don't have good feet. My horses are Suffolks, but he's definitely better for being barefoot. His feet wouldn't be this good if I had him shod, but I very much doubt whether they'd actually maintain much of a shoe. I don't think you'd get much purchase on his hoof. And it's been hellish wet, and that's a pretty good foot really for being hellish wet. But I've not really been doing too much to them over this time. You stand still, please, Joe. The boy. Oh, that's looking better. Let's just pull it up then, love. Let's have a look. Let me do it from the underneath. Come on then, George. Give me your foot, love. There you go. Yes, I'm rasping it, trying to get what they call a Mustang roll on it. And I know people, they're not much into, well, many people aren't really into barefoot. They like a shoe on their horse. But really, well, I'm going to get into a controversial comment now, but I think it's laziness, really, because you just lift your foot, love. Can I have your foot? Come on, my love. There's a good boy. What a good boy. Let's put it up there. Yeah, I think it's, well, it's probably not laziness. It's a number of factors, I guess. I guess people are unsure of what to do. But you need to maintain them if you have them barefoot. I don't mean it's like a constant job, but if you learn to do it yourself, it's one of those things that's, well, it's a pleasure, and it gets you interacting really closely with your horse. If your horse will pick up 4 feet for you, especially the back ones, especially the lead back foot, then it develops trust. Hello, love. What do you want? A treat? Well, I suppose you did that well. I've always thought you get more honey with a, or you get more cooperation with a ounce of honey than a gallon of gall. It's not honey, they're just horse treats, but I don't put any, I don't have any sugar in them, but a favour for a favour, I suppose. They do you a favour, and it's worth, you're such a lovely boy, aren't you? Oh, he's a good boy. Do you want to say hello to everybody? You want to say hello? No, you're a good boy, you are. Let's do that other one. No, you're not having any more. Not any more, no, no. Come on, you got to give me that foot. I'm not doing it for gratis, George. No, I'm not. We don't do it for gratis. It's a favour for a favour, isn't it? Oh, what a nice boy. Well, that's not bad for winter, and you've got a bit of concavity in there, so I like that. Would you put that forward for me so that I can rasp it? Good boy. Come on. Oh, you're heavy. You're strong. That's going to... I can't do that, George. I'm not that strong. You stay there. I don't need my ear nibble, thank you. No, I don't. I don't need ear nibbling. You're going to garrot me if you lift your head, so... So I'm taking the foot quite a bit back, just smoothing the edges off, giving it a nice round profile. And I won't need to do it for another couple of weeks. I might need, you never know, if he's stepped on a really hard stone or something, there might be a little bit of work needed, but largely that'll last a good 2-3 weeks. Now the grass is coming through. The spring grass tends to make their feet grow a bit faster, but... Oh, what a good horse, eh? What a good horse. Let's have a look at that from the bottom then, George. I've not... No, you're not having a treat yet. I got to do the back bit. Wait. Come on. That's pretty good, isn't it? Hey? Isn't that pretty good? Let's just... That's a bit proud, that bit. Oh! There's a good boy! He's a good boy! You're such a good boy, George. Yes, you are. Right. That's them front ones done. We're almost all done. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess you probably don't know much about... many of you will be horse people, but I guess some of you probably aren't. And horse's foot, very important. Well, the most important part of the animal, really, if you're using them. They always say, no foot, no horse. And that's true. Because without a good foot... Without a working foot, you've definitely got no horse. I'm just changing. So I use a post on the first bit to put the front foot on a post, and that tends to be how I do that front foot. But on the rear foot, I use, well, I don't know what you'd call it, like a support. It's like a cradle, and you just put the hoof in the cradle and lift it up, lift the foot up and the hoof up, and you put the hoof in the cradle and then it supports it. And I find, well, personally, as I'm getting older, I find this a... Come on, my love. There's a good boy. Can I have your back foot, please, George? Come on. Good boy. Good boy. Now, we need to scrape all that out. That's a lot of muck in there. What a good boy. And some stones. We don't want them in there, do we? Hey? Oh, I think I deserve a cup of tea after this, boys. Yeah, I took Joey over first, and goodness me, he was a nervous boy. He did not like being separated. He's pretty much had all winter with his other two Suffolks, and he didn't think much to me taking him away, whereas normally he's fine, but they're a bit like human beings. They very quickly get used to things, and he's obviously used to being with his fellow Suffolks, and he definitely didn't think much to me taking him off on his own. But I just thought, three horses, they not being out pretty much most of the winter, so it's been so wet, and they can get a bit frisky, so managing three horses, I mean, it doesn't really faze me, but if anything happened, then I don't think my wife would be very impressed, so I tend to err on the side of caution when it comes to moving them first thing. So I'm just clipping the front, clipping the toe very short. I think people normally leave the toes too long, and you look at horses in the wild, their feet are, well, their toes are short, and draft horses on the, whoa, steady, no, I want that foot up, George, come on, you keep it there, whoa. You look at horses on the... No, that's not what we want, George. Come on. There's a good boy. That's what we want. You look at horses on the Bureau of Land Management out in the States, and there's draft horses that escaped long, long ago, and they've bred, and whoa, whoa, whoa. So there's some pretty draft-looking Mustangs, but... If you look, the bigger the horse, the shorter the toe. That seems to be just a truism. So I tend to cut mine short. Shorter than most people would think was right, I guess, with a barefoot trim. But I've certainly had good results with it. I don't get any problems, and found I've got less abscesses since I've been doing it that way, which I guess doesn't mean it's right, but doesn't mean it's wrong either, I suppose. Let's just put a bit of a Mustang roll on that. All right then, George, you've been pretty good. That's pretty good, isn't it, eh? That's one. Let's do the other one then. That's pretty good. Hey, George. Well, my dog Harold here. He loves the toenails, horse toenails he loves. I'm going to have to cut that bit of the frog. So the frog is the leathery bit that's in the middle of a horse's hoof. And interesting thing about the frog, I'm going to have to cut that. It's an interesting thing about the frog. For the frog, or the internal workings, it's like a pump, and it's, what's the other word? It's like a, that's better. It's a pump and it's a shock absorber. So if you shoe a horse, you don't bring that frog into play. And if you don't bring the frog into play, then the horse gets a very big concussive effect upon its foot, and your horse won't last as long. The average length of the life of a, or working life of a Victorian carriage horse was 7 years, and mainly because they were probably not as well shod as they should have been, and not as well shod, and they had so much concussive effect upon their foot that they, their knees and their legs used to suffer. They used to have something called over at the knee, which is when the knee, instead of bending like our knee up towards your bottom, it starts bending the other way. That wouldn't be good for us. I think my knees are going that way, but that's not good for us. It's all right, it's only the door banging. All right, nothing to worry about. And wouldn't be very good for us, and it's not very good for a horse. And once that started to happen, then they would shoot the horse and get another one. So there you go. So puts a bit of pressure on that bit, so let's trim that down and we'll see what happens when I do that. So I think that's a better way of doing it. Stay there, because I've got to get the rasp. Okay, stand there. Good boy, good boy. What a good horse, eh? You're such a good boy, you are, George. Oops, there's a bit of tail in my mouth there. Well, it's one of my neighbour's funerals today. Martin, bless him, died a very swift death from cancer. And I just spared a thought for him then. He was a good man. He rented me my land, or half my land, and pretty much saved my business. He had his funeral quite a long way away. But he was a good man. Sensible, quiet, just a steady fella. I don't think there's enough of them around. Come on, Ninja. There's a good boy. Steady, my love. There's a good boy. So we're almost finished now. I'll go and have a look at the time, and hopefully I can pull some timber out, but I won't put that out yet. I'll wait. There you go, my love. Well, that's it. That's all 4 feet. And they're all very calm and waiting for me. They've had a feed, so I guess they're quite happy. I don't think I'll put any hoof dressing on them. Well, the next time I talk to you, hopefully it'll be tomorrow, and I'll be harnessing a horse and pulling some timber out, and that'll be fine. So best wishes to you all, and hopefully you'll hear from me next time. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.